So now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time?
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We're lucky to have a lot of talented musicians come on our show and perform, but we don't always have time to share every song.
Today, we'll dig into the archives to play some of our favorite live performances, along with some music never before heard from artists such as Beach Slang, Girl Pool, Sir the Baptist, and more.
Now do one for Aretha.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and this week, Greg, we are sharing some of our favorite live performances from artists who've come to our studio or who we've recorded out at other events. Some of these never heard before. We're going to start off with a studio performance, a song that was never aired by Tame Impala from 2013, the song Solitude. I will forever remember Tame Impala as taking the longest time to soundcheck ever. You know, incredible psychedelic pop band, wildly inventive, creating soundscapes that exist only between the headphones, but they were perfectionist in trying to get exactly the sounds that they wanted. And it came out, I think, extraordinarily well. It drove two engineers crazy, but man, Tame Impala sounded great. Solitude by Tame Impala on Sound Opinions.
I'm
That is Tame Impala with Solitude from 2013, an in-studio performance with a previously unaired song, Jim. Kevin Parker, I'll never forget the barefoot boy genius of, of Tame Impala
in
our studio.
I forgot he took his shoes off.
Yeah, he was the guy that, you know, the perfectionist streak in the group. We had another very ambitious ensemble in Sir the Baptist, who brought in a very large band to our studio in 2017, including the vocalist Crystal Harris. You're going to hear a performance that just blew us all away that day. I'll never forget it. There were tears shed in the studio that day, Jim.
I think that's
a
first.
It was a very emotional day all around.
We've prompted plenty of people to cuss at us over 650-something shows, but never to cry.
Yeah, it was a beautiful performance and a beautiful interview with Sir the Baptist and his group. Here's a track they played that day, Deliver Me, from Sir the Baptist on Sound Opinions with Crystal Harris on featured vocals.
Deliver Me is a song about my my sister. So I just wanted God to, you know, to find peace between two people. Now this song, she would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And nobody would say anything. My dad's the pastor. They wouldn't say anything. Because I think this deacon paid a good offer. I could picture my sister singing a song like this. Lord, 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 deliver me, 'cause all he seemed to do is hurt me. Now I'm not the one to sing this song, Chris. You ready? Chris gonna sing it and let you know to feel it. She couldn't sing it that loud when he was in the house, but when he would leave the house, she could scream. She would go.
I said, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all he seemed to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Me, but you really love me. When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy. Energy sparks emotions, emoted by lots of pressure. Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, see, you're nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends, but it's hard to tell your conscience. Paralyzed by the pain, so moving on is just a concept. Imperfected in my perfections, I'm only half of what you want, and I'm only half of what you need. I've never hit a woman, and I promise I never will. But I've done mental damage, and what we don't understand on both sides of the field, men and women, in this journey to find that person that you're gonna love, you do so much mental damage to the people that you run into. And if life is all about relationships, then we have to make sure that we don't break a lot of the people that love us in the most sacred places, because they're depending on us. So for every man, for every woman that has encountered some sort of heartache and some sort of heartbreak, it's time for us to heal it, especially in hip-hop, because the woman will carry the next rapper. You can't get the next best rapper if you treat every woman like she should be on a pole or like she's nothing. Chris, sing one more time for me.
I said hello. Deliver me.
You singing like an old Johnny girl right there.
Cause all they seem to do
now, do one for Aretha.
Me, yeah.
Here we go. Break it down, guys.
Sir the Baptist, Deliver Me in 2017, live here in studio. That one never aired before. Neither did this one, Greg. We did a special session with James Alex of Beach Slang at the Goose Island Tap Room in 2016, and he played Ride the Wild Haze. This is a band known for its out-of-this-world energy on stage. And to hear James in this setting where he's playing solo acoustic, right, it was all the more effective to me because, you know, the intensity of the emotion he delivers in the lyrics and the music is always there, whether it's at ear-shattering volume or very quietly on acoustic guitar. Ride the Wild Haze, Beach Slang on Sound Opinions.
I feel most alive when I'm listening to every record that hits harder than the pain. I try a lot to write, I try to use my brain, but every time I try, my heart gets in the way. I've never been alright, I've never been okay. I never cared if I was cool, fit in, or anything. I have an absent mind, I'm never listening. I'm a kind of misfit kid floating in this daze. Ride the wild haze. Ride the wild haze. Get really high, stay up for days. I come back down and somehow things are all the same. Let's get really wild, holy and strange. Let's make
the loudest sound until we feel something. And ride the wild haze. And ride the wild haze. Ride the wild haze. Ride the wild.
That is Ride the Wild Haze from Beach Slang, solo acoustic in 2016 with a previously unaired performance. After a break, Jim and I will share some rare live performances from Arcade Fire and Girl Pool. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are revisiting some of our live sessions with bands that have kindly graced us with their presence. Greg, you know, Arcade Fire, one of the biggest bands of its generation, for sure, rising from the indie underground up into the arenas. How they had time for us, I'll never know. 2011, they came in and did an alternate version of We Used to Wait live here at the Jim and Kay Maybe Studios. Arcade Fire on Sound Opinions.
The song is called The First Lyric. No, it's not. That would make it I Used to Write. It's called The Chorus, what the chorus says.
I used to write. I used to write letters. I used to sign my name. I used to sleep at night before the flashing lights settled deep in my brain. By the time we met, by the time we met, the times had already changed. So I never wrote a letter, I never took my true heart, I never wrote it down. So when the lights cut out, I was lost standing in the wilderness down, down. Now the lives are changing fast. Now the lives are changing fast. Hope there's something pure can last. Hope there's something pure can last. It may seem strange how we used to wait for letters to arrive, but what's stranger still is how something so small can keep you alive. We used to wait. We used to waste hours just walking around. We used to wait. All those wasted lives in the wilderness downtown. We'll be right back. my true love, I'm gonna sign my name like a patient on a table.
To wait from Arcade Fire, I think rivaling Kevin Parker and Tame Impala for the meticulousness
yes.
of setup for yeah. the songs. They wanted these things to be perfect, you know? They weren't yeah, going to settle. They were just going to come in here and bang it out.
Quickest
they spent
setup,
the whole day.
Quickest setup ever?
Yep.
Off.
The quickest setup, yeah.
Off.
2 minutes?
The punk band. 2 minutes! And they left the studio cleaner than it was when they got here.
That's right. Well, a quick setup, too, was this next gentleman, Alan Toussaint, who laid eyes on that grand piano that we have in our recording space and immediately fell in love with it and said, I can do some things here.
Yeah.
And we did the whole interview with Alan sitting at the piano, illustrating how he wrote so many of those classic songs.
For one thing, I wrote it in F sharp. For some reason, that pentatonic leads you to think F sharp because it's all the black keys if you just run your hand across them. That pentatonic feel. However, that was very high to sing the melody that had come to me to tell that story. But because the story was so inspiring, and I really felt it was the kind we would like to have all the time, I really felt that a soft cloud came about this high above my head, sincerely. I just relived those moments when I was a little boy and taking those rides out to the country and with the old folk who spoke Creole and the things that I saw and smelled and tasted and heard and didn't hear. And I felt from the beginning of that to the end that I was totally, totally inspired.
We were fortunate to get Alan Toussaint in our studio in 2014. He died the next year at the age of 77. So it was just a wonderful treat to have him explain how he wrote those songs and then illustrate them in his inimitable style. This is Alan Toussaint with Southern Nights from Sound Opinions in 2014.
Southern Nights.
Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern skies, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Stop this world from fighting. La da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Southern skies. Have you ever noticed southern sky? Its precious beauty lies deep beyond the eye, and it goes rushing through your soul like the storm is on the moon.
Alan Toussaint, Southern Nights, in studio 2014. Greg, you know, my memory of that is, you know, Alan was wonderful, of course, but you sitting next to him, a piano player yourself, the look on your face, I think that was the happiest I've ever seen
that
you.
That was probably my single favorite performance by any artist we've ever had.
That was sure. That was a special one. We are going to now go to Girlpool. Wonderful art punk band, in studio, hadn't aired before, 2017. You know, you and I, whenever we sit to interview anybody, we are the least cool people in the world. I finally connected with them when I showed them my Wire tattoo, and then everything was all right. Here's Girlpool, It Gets More Blue, 2017, on Sound Opinions.
Thank you.
Girlpool, It Gets More Blue, fantastic energy, 2017, never aired that one before. Coming up, we've got a live performance from Japandroids and a never-before-aired performance from Antibalas. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and this week we're sharing some exclusive music for the first time. We've had so many great live performances on Sound Opinions that get left on the cutting room floor. And this next band, that was a great example of a band having a whole set of music that we could draw from. We could only play a few songs the first time we had them on the show in 2012, Japandroids. They did a whole set for us at Lincoln Hall, very generously so. Here's one of the tracks that we were unable to air until now, Adrenaline Night Shift from 2012, a live performance at Lincoln Hall in Chicago on Sound Opinions.
Japandroids, Adrenaline Night Shift, recorded at Lincoln Hall in Chicago, 2012. They gave 110%, Greg. So did Antibolus. You know, now Japandroids are in an evening show, and we had a great crowd there. Antibolus was in the middle of the day. You know, when it's hard to have in a club in the middle of the day, Talia Hall, great room, but it's the afternoon, you know?
Yeah, right.
They gave it above and beyond. Those grooves delivering the political message, so many wonderful sounds coming together. Antibolus, this one hasn't aired before. Hook and Crook on Sound Opinions.
I went from Lagos to Badagry, and I came upon a crossroad. To my left was permaculture, and to my right was a path of no return. So I meditated to feel the ancestors as I soared up Kilimanjaro to gain an outer worldly perspective. Then I realized that I must detach from crooked hooks. Ha! Detach from life difficulties. Ha! Detach. You spin in. Thank you.
I said no more. No taking it personal. Wake up my godo. Wake up my godo. Everybody, godo me godo. Godo me godo. Godo me godo. Godo me godo. Up by my head. Up by my head. Yeah, we are one. That is look so good in a door. Captain on the sea will be great. A missionary came with Dr. Hugo. Korea again. Unhook from the day. Ha! Everybody. Attachment, be in the moment, trust me to live in every day. Act now, not later. My enemies, my hook and hook, my crook sense. Sense the captain is to fade up.
High sense.
Sense the missionary uses to fade up.
My crook sense.
Antibalas with Hook and Crook from 2017, Talia Hall in Chicago. That wraps up our show of memorable live performances, and now we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite performance that's aired on Sound Opinions? Give us a call, 888-859-1800, or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, another Buried Treasures segment. There's been a lot of music in the last few months that's been flying underneath the mainstream radar that we think you ought to know about.
You can find all our episodes at soundopinions.org, or please subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayana Contreras, and Andrew Gill. And thanks to all those hardworking engineers who recorded all that music.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
You buzz me, bang, on your telephone. Wanna know from you, baby, that staying still going on.
New messages.
Hey, this is Matt from Pennsylvania. And my favorite album of 2018 so far, right now, is actually a draw. It's a toss-up between two very different albums. And one of them is one you guys actually just covered, and that's the new Parquet Courts, Wide Awake.
You're glancing some lyrics I from memory. It's at our good-
Swartz, they've done it again. Everything these guys have come out with since Light of Gold has been great. And this might be their most musically varied and lyrically interesting album yet. The other album I wanted to mention was Daytona by Pusha T.
If you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking at me with one eye.
As far as gangster rap is concerned, in the year 2018, you're not going to find anything more perfect. I mean, the bars are on point, the lyrics are on point, the production's on point. Some of the best work Kanye's done in a long time. Just highly recommend it. Love the show. Aaron, keep it up. Thanks. Hey, Jim and Greg. This is Ezra calling from Berkeley, California. I'm a big fan of the show. I wanted to recommend, as one of the best albums of 2018 so far, the album Transangelic Exodus by Ezra Furman.
Angel, don't fight it to them. You know we'll always be freaks. To them we'll always be freaks. We'll always.
Very ambitious and emotional and experimental rock and roll epic. Now, I made this album. I am Ezra Furman, who wrote and recorded it, so I don't want to be biased, but I also don't want to be falsely modest. I mean, it's this sort of concept album all about queer people who start growing wings and they turn into angels and they find themselves fleeing a hostile government. Very honest, very searching of the moment, and there's a lot of joy and energy and anger there too. And it's just, it's not quite like anything else out there. So, bye-bye.
Hello, this is Kelly, and I'm calling from Philadelphia. By far, my favorite album of the year is Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever's new album, Hope Down.
All day, listening out for Jenny's old coupe. Midnight blue, it's faded, but she's always been true.
Just a lot going on, very beautiful melodies, complex and surprising, hypnotic. I've introduced them to a variety of people. Someone introduced them to me, and I'm grateful for that because it's been a treasure. I've been listening to it every day. All right, thanks.
Hi, guys. Gary in Canoga Park here. I loved the Best Of So Far show. Lots of good tips. And I want to tell you about the album that's really been helping me get through this bummer of a year so far. It isn't the kind of thing that usually shows up on critics' lists, but it's just such pure, comforting ear candy. It's a tribute album to a 70s chanteuse by a 90s ingenue. Julianne Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John. Now, hear me out. I was never a huge ONJ fan, but she had a pretty amazing catalog. And Julianna puts just enough of her own spin on the tunes to make them her own. The track that really destroys me is her version of Have You Never Been Mellow. Brings like a little indie cred to songs like Let's Get Physical, Magic, and things like that. Anyway, check it out and thank me later. And keep up the good work.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.